The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the good ship Dogwater here in Sparks, Nevada. I'm your captain, Reverend Rory Dowd. With me as always, my first mate, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
How do you do?
We had Dogwater Dick in the back room. And once again, an appearance of the mighty Chewbacca. Woo! Here in studio this week, we've got the awesomeness known as the Hellbilly Bandits. So hold on.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Ahoy, matey.
How you all doing today?
All right.
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
How are you?
Here we go.
I'm here. I'm battered and broken, but I'm here. It's been a couple weeks. We took last Monday off in the aftermath of the devastation that was Mary Anarchy.
Pussies.
Rory was injured, and I just want to say we had mildly tried to have a show without him.
We mildly tried for like two hours.
Yeah,
we talked about it.
I legitimately punked out because I gravely injured myself. Gravely,
yeah. Your Don Geronimo impression.
2 hours into Mary Anarchy, if you weren't already there, 2 hours into Mary Anarchy, I tripped on a mic cord and fell off the stage and smashed my leg on the ground. My first thought
at least
was...
it wasn't your head.
Oh,
man.
That's going to get worse. My second thought was, I bet that was hysterical. But there was not a single bit of laughter in
the
room.
Was there a video going?
No.
Nobody was even paying attention.
There was a video of me going past the frame of the camera, but not the actual landing.
The actual crash.
Still pretty funny.
I tried to get up and then went, nope, going down. And I just laid myself back with the help of somebody, sat up, was nauseous, laid down again, got up, hobbled over to the bar.
It's pretty tough to do a podcast when you got a hurt
got
knee.
A pimp-ass cane out of it from the wonderful Scotty Hanshaw. So
which
thank
I
you,
broke
brother.
this last weekend.
Yeah, you did. And you broke the wonderful glass top. Thank you, Rick. I like the personalized touch you give all my things.
I'll break your knob anytime, dude.
It wouldn't be the first time. Right. ding.
So
but... I did soldier on, and I mostly hosted Mary Anarchy. Nick did the awesome job of getting up in front of the mic for me both Friday and Saturday when I couldn't.
You just told him what to say, and he said.
Well, no, it'd be time for the band to, like, get started, and they'd been tuning up and ready, and I'm, like, sitting on the patio going, oh, what? I need to make it over there? Nick, you do it. You're next to the stage.
Right. Well, like they said on the RTT show we were on the radio, I am your sidekick, right? They called Rory my sidekick.
Yeah, they called
he
me.
Had to correct
him. I did.
How did Rory become the primary host?
Because I talk most.
I guess.
Nick always says,
hey,
I'm the one
you're
driving.
You're Batman, I'm Robin, dude.
You've always said I'm the one driving.
That's right. Absolutely. I was there to...
And you two knuckleheads with kids in the back seats, so...
What's that supposed to mean?
And I always pan you to the middle because you talk too much, not because I wanted you in the middle. But, just, you know.
Because I'm the center of the world. I'm the center of
this podcast. Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Yes, thank you, Bobby Slayton. I am known to national people. That's how I am in Bobby Slayton's head. Retarded.
To the victor goes the spoils.
but beyond that, the rest of the weekend was absolutely fucking fantastic. I want to say on Friday we had a good crowd early on in the day. There was none of this nobody showing up till 5-6 o'clock. People there early in the like 3 p.m.
Party got started right away,
and there was a good vibe. The crowd was digging it. The bands all brought their A game. Yeah. From first to last, everybody was just on it, and it was such a good time.
It's a hell of a show.
Same thing. It was duplicated on Saturday. A little lighter of a crowd. Not so many people showing up at 2 o'clock. But I want to say for Lighter Thief...
No, for starting at 2, it was amazing. I think that's the earliest that many people have ever come.
Yeah, there was a good,
Mary
like,
Anarchy.
15 people in the room. And again, we had a steady crowd all day long.
It
a
just
good
kept
vibe.
Growing.
The bands bringing the best performances they could. Like,
hats off to the Vampirates at the end.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They turned into a
voted by the band.
Band.
Yeah.
So they actually had 35. acts.
Everybody's too loud at that bar anyway. And then they were like at 11. They were like at 12. They just got so loud. I had earplugs in so that I wouldn't fuck myself up because I had a session the next day. And then when they came on, I had to like lift my ear and cram the earplug in until it touched my brain just to not be in pain. God damn, they were so loud. It was awesome, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Those guys rip.
I mean, otherworldly awesome.
Where are they from?
As far
from
as I'm concerned.
From Reno.
They just got back from
but they go everywhere.
Big-ass national tour.
Yeah, did like a 3-month tour of the whole United States representing Reno.
They got a good little punk rock following out there in the hinterlands of Florida and St. Louis.
Yeah, and really, 10 years they're together, you know, most bands don't last half of that long, and really things start to happen after you've been doing something that fucking long. So
hey, and like we just hit, this was our 9th annual Mary Anarchy.
That's true. Shit. Yeah. Next year will be the 10th
annual. Be looking
annual.
Something for really big for next year.
And that's not counting Winter Ball.
Yeah.
Not counting Winter Ball.
And not counting the original.
Right. Not counting the 2001.
So this is the
9th annual.
Which was not What's ever named Mary Anarchy, but it was a pajama party for Mary Anarchy. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, that was
now,
original.
Now it is what it is.
I remember that.
Yeah. Crazy shit, man.
This is Wally from the Hellbilly Bandits. Yeah. One of our old school buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Formerly of Sprout.
Yeah.
Formerly.
What other bands were you in, man?
Northwest Reno.
I was in a band called Fat Couch for a while, but that was after you.
Oh, Fat Couch 2?
Fat Couch Dos, yeah.
Yeah. Do.
Really Fat Couch.
Swing 7 was my first band when I was a kid.
Faux Couch, dude.
Really Faux Fat Couch.
By the way, speaking of that, I got from Dave Siegel.
Oh, right.
The 2012 set from Mary Anarchy of Fat Couch, 14 songs
the big
live.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Right.
Brand new. Pretty darn good.
They demolished that stage last year. Yeah.
Hats off to Siegel for recording that.
Thank you, Davey.
Fucking best.
Taught himself
ever.
How to do it. Did pretty fucking good.
Like best I've always said, ever. Violet's my favorite album. Period.
Great album.
And I love you, Bobby.
And again with Mary Anarchy, though, but a big, big thank you for Kittenhead for coming all the way up here.
From Los Angeles.
Yeah, they destroyed.
Awesome. Kick-ass girls, man. Yeah. Good opener for Vampirates, right?
Yeah.
Then back to back, sick. And we kept people there till like 4 in the morning, dude.
2:30 and 4. Yeah, no, it was a good
pretty
Mary
big
Anarchy.
Name. I mean, that's cool to get a band like that from L.A. to come all the way up here for that show. So
are they all lesbians?
I do believe so.
Yeah, they were
like
some of the manliest women I've ever
seen.
But still sexy.
There's not one of them that wouldn't have just kicked my ass.
But still sexy, and all the boys in the room wanted to touch him.
Yeah, or watching me pussy.
Dude. Just, right, you know. Yeah.
And then the one that had the bangs in her face, like Cousin
It. I think you need to cut that one out, Rick. What Nick just said.
Oh, was that bad?
It was a compliment.
Mark
he meant it was so good we have to save it for later.
Yes.
Oh, shit. <Right. laughs> I got to watch what I say. I forget about that.
Yeah, while we're on the subject, exactly what is forbidden?
Nothing.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
This is not
fuck shit balls. Cock,
this
fuck.
Is fake radio.
Exactly.
If you say whatever
you start like naming names and addresses,
right.
Yeah. We'll edit that out.
Phone numbers. Yeah. We try to. Yeah.
Slander is disagreeable, but
we protect the innocent and the guilty.
You can say cunt if you like, but you can't
Josh
say,
Martin is a pedophile.
Say,
would not fly if Josh Martin was not in the room.
That's slander.
Yeah.
Dude, I knew your first name was Josh, dude.
Yeah.
We went to high school
together.
Yeah,
we did.
Holy balls, dude. I remember you now.
Just now you just
fucking like, who the fuck is this guy? I know this motherfucker.
Yeah,
Josh, dude, what's up with you?
How's it going?
It's going good, dude.
We've been here for like an hour and a half.
I just thought you were being a dick.
No.
We've been here for like an hour and a half before the show started. And this is just happening.
It's my fault.
I didn't fucking know. He goes, Josh,
brought your beer.
I know, dude. No.
Josh is my fault.
What an ass
I was in charge of safety patrol.
That's
so.
No problem. No, well, it's hella good to see you, Wally.
Good to see you,
from the neighborhood.
From the neighborhood. We're both Lancers, dude.
Yes,
go
indeed.
Lancers.
West Side.
McQueen
in
High
the
School.
Building.
West Side.
That's fantastic. So
family reunion. It's beautiful.
I'm gonna get this out of the rough and back onto the green again. How much did we raise at Merry Anarchy this year?
So far, $3,200 plus.
Fuck yeah! Yeah. That's
still
a ding,
some
ding,
trickling
ding.
In from the auctions and stuff.
Thank nice. You, Reno. Thank you, Reno, for coming out.
32 plus right now.
That painting of Natalie's that went for a big item.
Yeah,
that was a good fetch. Natalie Lint, local artist, did a little. Live painting out on the patio in the afternoon
she
on
paid
Friday.
Paid for expenses and gave the waiter $300.
That's how it
300 bucks is a big chunk. Thank
yeah,
you, Natalie.
Yeah, yeah thank great. You so much. That was a great
sharp
piece.
Views.
Yeah.
And, it was great to see a lot of people out there with love for Dale, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's quite a few. Yeah. A lot but of old schoolers didn't come out this year as compared to, like,
the
couple,
first time.
Couple other times. Yeah. Knowing, like, a lot of people are coming in from all over. From like the old Zephyr days or the old Blue Lamp days, it seemed like a lot of new schoolers this year making up for them.
Totally, no, there, like the community turned out this year. Like it was just
so
everybody.
Happy to see such a great show support. You know, mm-hmm. having ridden thousands of miles in a van with Dale, and he was one of my favorite people ever.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm happy that you guys did so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck your death.
We love you, Dale.
Dale.
And Dale's Dale. Family, Heidi and Kenobi and Doug.
Doug.
We
totally.
Salute you.
Doug.
Thank you all.
Yeah, Thursday night that week was really good, too. We had the, you know, like a memorial.
Right,
his
yeah.
guitar out with its ashes actually in the guitar case.
Oh,
it was a trip.
Oh, I didn't
it was very cool.
That.
I had to hold my buddy in my arms one last time. Aww. Doug let me do
very
that.
Very nice.
It was
very
pretty
righteous.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
our bro, dude, and yeah, I got to watch the old movies of him. You brought down the Warped Tour.
That was
Sprouted
great.
The Warped Tour.
That was great,
nice.
Dude, I had cornrows in my hair. I forgot show. About that. I was so embarrassed once it started rolling. I weighed a metric ton, dude. I had three fat ass cornrows in my hair. I had a fucking gray sweatshirt on, dude.
Yeah,
I dressed
up
for
that your image.
That is the look that says I've finally given up.
Do you have sweatpants on too?
No, I had like cargo shorts, like fucking, like you know.
May as well
chick
have been
repeller
given
cargo shorts.
I had the chick good. Repeller outfit on.
Better than
that. That was a pretty good look.
John Madden. John Madden would approve.
The elephants kept looking for a home. Kept getting turned away.
Yeah. Good times at the Merry Anarchy. What else happened this week, Rory?
I didn't do shit. My leg hurt. I sat at home with and
how dare you even ask it?
I didn't do a goddamn thing.
We did so.
I went to the open mic, you know, and that was a fun. Like as
oh
a,
yeah, yeah. Stacey and Hudson were there.
Yeah, as a post Merry Anarchy open mic, that was pretty awesome.
It was a good one. Yeah,
yeah. Like cool. A lot of
Greg
people were still in town.
And Michelle, those kids were on Friday.
Oh
were
yeah, they were on fire.
Great, man.
Yeah. Yeah, like the mashup of Scarlet Presence and part of the Canes there.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's cool that
nice
we had them on
piece.
The last show with Spring Ob, too. It was kind
of
like
but
all
that is
that kind of
the
whole weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
was a sea of clipping. I was so pissed.
A sea of clipping.
Dude, that guy can sing, and that
yeah,
was beautiful.
Yeah, and I wish I would have. I screwed it up a little bit.
That was a
bit.
Good show, man.
Yeah.
I liked it.
The spots were clipped. I just
hey, great job on the ending. I listened to it, and it was fantastic.
You guys gave up. Why did you give up? We thought you were going to roll with the show. You know?
No, and at the end of the song, I chopped it out, but I said, are we going to do more? And it was like, nope. Okay. And we made a lot of fun of Merkin. I got a new Merkin clip from them at the studio. Here, this is what.
that's their Merkin. Impression of Merkin?
We played
no.
so many shows.
Oh, that is Merkin.
That is actually Dane from Merkin.
I like
that will
that.
Go in the pile with
Merkin's,
yeah.
good. Merkin's pretty
and
good.
Yeah.
No, because I cool.
That's my favorite.
And what about Joni Blimmin?
Joni, oh yeah, where's Joni? She's oh yeah.
Wow, that sucked.
So.
But
yeah, I spent the week looking for jobs. Hey, anybody out there, you know of like a job full time, part time, I need some work.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, we snuck up to Virginia City and saw friends get married at the Piper's Opera
House. No,
well,
not the kind
ahead,
of job
man.
Where I have to close my eyes and,
that was like
and,
a week
and
later.
Suck something out of a small
oh.
tube.
My wife mumbled something about the lawn getting mowed at my house, if you're interested.
No. I'm a sore knee. I can't work right now. I need to... Yeah.
I need a job.
Oh, well, so wait, we're jumping ahead of jump all the way to Friday. What did you do during the middle of the week, Nick?
I graduated from Tom Gordon's.
Hey! No shit.
Oh, what a coincidence!
I just met Tom Gordon last night.
We just jammed with Tom Gordon last night.
Good dude to know. Oh, good dude to
jammed with him at Harry's dude last night.
Oh, he was at Harry's.
Yeah, he was. And you know that that cat's cool.
He engineered the Swing 7 record, man. He did my first record. I love that guy.
Had a long time.
We've set up, we've had him on the show here before. Cool, we've said one of the nicest motherfuckers
Tom Gordon's
in town.
The shit.
Yeah.
And hella talented.
I was like, Harry's open mic's pretty happening if you get fucking Tom Gordon and people like that. I've been hearing a lot about it.
Dude, and that's like the, that's Matty Wages.
Yeah, Matty Wages.
I do the invitation.
Matty Wages working over there.
I do the invitation like Davidson's on Monday nights, dude. Yeah. Troy Bill for 7 seconds coming out this week.
Our guitar player, old Bill Hill over there. He just returned from the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow. Ooh, yeah, story in stereo.
Well, it was he was at Rock on the Range.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
While he's in Ohio, might as well go to the
Rock on the Range. Yeah.
Right,
all
right.
Fucking fame, that little bastard.
You got to see Clutch, dude.
Clutch. They were just here, too.
Yeah, they sucked when they were here. Apparently, they did Binge and Purge and shit when he got to see him. That fucking lucky motherfucker.
I thought they were good.
They only played.
How were they at Rock in the Range, bro?
They were good. They were real good. Yeah.
Fucking A.
It was a lot of fun.
How is the Hall of Fame?
It's worth going, for sure.
Yeah.
Check it out, yeah.
What's your favorite highlights?
It's hard to say. There's a lot going on in there. I mean, you get to see all kinds of cool stuff. People's drum kits, guitars, and tour vans, whatever.
Wow.
Handwritten lyrics was one of the cool things.
Yeah. That's cool.
We got the expanded detail version of it, but you know.
Right.
And you got to see the Dells, right?
Yes.
Who the fuck are the Dells? He got to go because he was conducted into the rock.
Not the Delphonics, the Dells.
Yeah, the Dells took Frank Zappa's spot, and he went all the way back to see Frank Zappa, and they're the Dells.
Right? Oh, really?
That's cool. They're in the Hall of Fame. They must be.
They must be all right. Yeah.
Anybody out there know who the Dells are? Shit. Let us know.
At least it's not the
call the hotline immediately.
Rick, see if you can find some Dells on the internet.
Yeah, right.
Play us a 3-second clip so we don't get sued.
One L or two.
So we don't get sued.
So what else did you have go on?
Besides the graduating thing was a pretty big thing. And
yeah, that's huge. I'm just going to sweep that under the rug, though. Yeah, let's move on. Move on.
Then the next weekend, like Rick was saying, there was...
Yes, the big wedding.
The wedding, right.
Up in Virginia City, the lovely Miss Cassie and Earl Spriggs are now a
best
couple.
Dressed in Reno. Best dressed couple in Reno, period.
And a pretty awesome little flower girl.
I didn't go, but
right, Rick?
My wife went.
Does the flower girl have anything to say? Oh, well.
You can't have me look up the Dells and ask me that.
Oh, I didn't
time.
Think you were acting.
Oh, way to go.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I can see why they're in the Hall of Fame. Okay.
Yeah, clearly. Hear that guitar sting?
1955 or something.
That was awesome.
And it sounds like they're coming from all the way down the hall.
And you never know what to listen, but they're all black guys.
You know, really?
The only real problem is I'm the only one old enough to have heard them in person.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah, here. Thank you for our freedom, Bobby.
You're welcome, Nathan.
So, oh, yeah?
Damn
hey,
right.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
It is Memorial Day.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, everybody. Hope you had a great Memorial weekend.
I forgot to say thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Vietnam, 71, 72.
Hey, thank you, brother.
I very
thank
much
you.
Appreciate that.
I wasn't calling you, Grandpa. I was saying Grandpa. My grandpa and Heather.
Yeah.
They came into that, too. Offended,
yeah, my grandpa, too. World War W. World War WW. I.
World War WW.
How about the war to end all wars? We'll do that one.
Right. But yeah, no, the wedding was fantastic. And then I rushed.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I got
Everybody drink whenever anyone says.
Yeah, no, really?
Yeah, no.
Then I
drink.
Rushed back in town for that Raise Your Caliber charity event that I've been a part of.
Right on.
I was in the running myself for a small grant, and I did not win.
Two.
But
damn it.
The winners were Joe C. I forget his whole last name, but Joe C., a mural artist for
Three.
Him to do
Wait,
some
why
free
were you,
supplies.
Why were you in Raise Your Caliber?
I applied to get a grant to get a room for Nada Dada, but
okay,
and I didn't win, But Joe got some
you're getting bullshit. It for yourself.
Well, it was I was gonna
do it with him.
Yeah, no, Nick.
Don't ever raise your caliber, Rory.
Nick, thank you. That's why I do this fucking show. Nick and I were gonna do something together, and it's
gonna be cool.
I just want to say,
let me finish sexually. My story. I'll get to that.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna rent a motel room, me and Rory.
Sexually. That's right.
What it was
a couple black dudes in that shit too.
And what would you do to him, Nick?
Fuck you.
Oh, I better not. That's nice, Roy. Roy tried to get me to do it.
Hopefully you delete that
you
one.
Have some of those.
But the winners of the event were Josie, who got some mural supplies. And he's done some really good work around town, including the happy Joy Joy storefront.
I don't get a beer. I see
that. You got that new burger place, Beefy's, on the back. Yeah. A lot of Midtown stuff.
Joe's a great dude, a really good artist. So I'm really happy to see that happen. There was another hairstylist who was getting some funding to get some advanced certification, and awesome for her. And then there's this kid who wrote this awesome grant proposal so he could get himself a banana butter. Board, skateboard. And, well, they fucking got him a skateboard. And right, so that was a lot of fun. But I did run into a couple of connections who suggested some other alternate routes to maybe get a room where I might not have to put any money up.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to follow that up this week, so it was not a complete failure, even though I didn't win.
Yeah, let me know, because I'm looking to share a room for sure. I can't cover a whole room by myself.
Oh, I think we could have some fun with this. Yeah.
We got stuff to do.
That's right.
With a couple of black
people. We could cover a whole room with spunk.
Oh, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, I like stoner spunk on that one.
I for one can't wait.
I thought the totally same exact spunk. Thing right when I heard that. It
Well, it's a cliffhanger. I can't wait to find out how this turns out for you guys.
It is.
You'll know in a couple weeks.
Hopefully you'll be able to come to the room and see what happens.
It'll be open. You know,
it'll be open to everybody.
Yeah. Well, talking about Nada Dada still?
Yeah.
Just record it for me.
I know how that works. You need a motel room for that. It's just how it works.
Right.
That's right.
I'll be by.
Is it okay if I don't know what happened?
Maybe we can share a room.
Fuck is Nada Dada. It's an art thing, motel to motel. It's
you rent
awesome.
A room, you create an art show.
About 8 years ago, Jeff Johnson was sick.
Been on for a long time.
Jeff Johnson was sick of Art Town shutting out local artists, so he said, "Fuck it, let's just do a weekend where we all rent out a bunch of rooms at motels
and each have
our own gallery space.
I mean, you can walk from motel to motel.
Pretty awesome.
It's been super fun. It's like urban Burning Man.
7-8 years. Chad Sorg's a big organizer with it right now.
Chad Sorg.
7-8 years, and now they're instead of just one location, they've got like three or four around.
Far out.
I think the
Midtown.
New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, somebody reported
a couple
on it.
Big places.
National attention for this.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's
Reno
a fun
makes
thing.
The national news every once.
Yeah, every once in a while,
and not for stupidity.
Judas Priest,
cool shit.
Judas Priest, that was awesome.
Max
That's
volume.
The best part about fucking Reno.
Do
right
it,
there. Judas Priest,
or like a cougar being
the fucked
an
up part. Is that was
and Priscilla Ford, one of the best new bands
don't,
in town.
Don't get Dad started on Priscilla Ford. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't get Dad started.
I
want to
hear this.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Who
is Priscilla Ford?
It's Todd Imus, Zach Damon, and
oh, is that that lady that mowed down those people though?
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving
Day. Don't get me started on the theater. My bad.
She was a nice lady though. I'll
I'm sure.
That.
Sure.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Did they give her the Descens?
Yeah. I think she died old age though.
It was a long time ago. She did that years ago. Where was that at?
Are we
here?
Oh yeah.
Right on Virginia Street.
Okay. Yeah.
So, all right, segue time. Do you have something more to talk about, or should we do a song?
I just want to give props to fucking TSOL this weekend.
Oh, right. Oh, you had that
Liberty.
Show.
True Sounds of Liberty
played. Liver Scars were direct support. They played right after us.
I'm a city councilman.
They fucking loved us. Jack Grisham, the city councilman from Huntington Beach, is a fucking rad dude.
From
very
where?
Cool beach.
From where? Where from? Look at my. That's
Nate,
where I grew up.
Nathan's got a big HB sticker on the back of his face.
It's
there.
Also
the HB's for hillbilly.
And Huntington Beach. I went to Huntington Beach High School. I grew up in Huntington Beach.
Well, props to Liver Scars,
lead singer TSOL,
and the Alley for having us.
Right on.
That
must have been fun.
Some fucking hillbilly bandits, son.
Fuck yeah. All right. So we're
thank
you
all very
Bobby.
Much, man. Yeah.
Get the hell out of the room. Play some drums.
Thanks for having us, you guys.
This is fucking
yeah, this is
oh, yeah,
awesome.
This is a good time, man.
This is very bitchin'.
Yeah.
I wish we could smoke weed and have prostitutes in here, but other than that, man.
Really, both those things are okay. You just can't smoke cigarettes. Like,
oh, really? I got fire up a joint? Dad, wait.
I've been waiting to like, flip my face up like this for some time now. Just be like, that's where I'm from. Someone say Huntington Beach. Please, anybody, you know?
It's almost like radio in the 80s, but nobody listens.
Right?
Like, oh.
What? You'd be surprised. You'll probably get 15 listeners. Just
caller, you're on the air. Yeah, right? No, I don't.
Hey, Rory, check us out. Right now, the state of California, actually in Orange County, Huntington Beach,
yeah.
All kinds of places right now, they're trying to ban now the fire pits that are on the beach.
Oh.
32 days left for the vote and to decide. But can you tell me a better place to burn a bunch of wood than on the sand or beach, right?
Right. Well,
I don't get it.
It depends, because we got yelled at when we were doing the same thing up a pyramid. We take pallets up there and burn them and got yelled at because it leaves all the nails.
Well, we're not
that
burning.
Actually
well,
makes sense.
Hey, Dad, can you hear me?
But there's fire pits there, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair
you know
enough. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
Like we're bringing glass to the beach. We're not bringing. No,
hit
I'm
your
sorry.
Cymbal once if you hear me.
There we go.
So, hey, after hey, the first song, they say we can toke weed in here, so bring a doobie after the fucking first song.
Oh, beer in a bag here. Beer in a bag. We have some sort of misfit. Oh, no, beer on a base case. Yeah.
And I knew I wasn't going to. I didn't want to set that there. Thank
oh,
you.
Intern, if we could get a rag, that'd be intern. Super.
And another beer. Man, that sucks.
So he'll bring that in. You guys get started whenever you want.
Well, that is a puddle, too. That is puddling up in there, man. Step on it.
Just
go ahead, step right down on it.
Step on it.
Sit on it.
Yeah, give it some. Sit on it.
Emergency in the studio.
She'd leave it to Nate to spill a fucking beer.
Leave it to me to spill a couple.
That
bring a couple.
Never
tell you, man.
You'll spill them all.
I think I might need to snark up to because I need this mic stand with my bass.
You got one? You got your snark?
Yeah, it's right here.
Because we got that too.
Here. Thank you, April. No,
yeah, everybody
no,
in tune?
Take the goddamn thing. Well, I like shooting pool and I like throwing darts. I like going to the junkyard and looking for parts. I like something in the dark. I like hanging out at the trailer park. Well, I got some used tires for sale in good shape. I got every episode of Dukes of Hazzard on tape. And I like drinking beer and pissing in the yard. And I like drinking beer and working on my car. I like to dip and I like to spit. I like talking on the phone while I'm taking a shit. And who are you to tell me I ain't got no class? I'm proud to be a redneck piece of white trash. We're the Hellbilly Band. It's from Reno, Nevada. We play rock and roll.
In a minute.
Shit. Dude, I'm having technical difficulties. I told you I kept hitting that mic stand right there. Oh, we're good.
All right.
Everybody ready? Here we go.
2, 3.
Blue. Yeah.
That ending without being able to see each other. You guys fucking rule.
Thanks. Nicely done, sir.
Did you hear that? You
very
guys
cool, very
rule.
Cool.
I forgot to turn on my bass at the beginning there.
It was quiet.
We'll fix it in post.
That was your best part.
Yeah, you know, nailed
that's when
it.
You sounded really good.
Yeah. I saw it. Yeah, yeah.
That's why it didn't sound right.
Can we do it over?
No.
Rory,
you're going to plug me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that was awesome, and that that musical segment was brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. And I went down with my computer to Reno Computer Fix, and I saw Ian down there. Very cool cat. Fucking, they got art all over the wall, a bunch of fucking Reno flyers. I mean, they're in it to win it with Reno. They love mm-hmm. you guys.
Right on.
And it's just a great place. I mean, you know, when you're nowadays, computer shit fucks up. And I got like two towers, a fucking old compact computer that was Marianne's.
Commodore 64.
You know, or a laptop, you know.
Oregon Trail.
So I'm going to be going seeing those guys a lot.
Oregon
and I
Trail.
Say, thanks for sponsoring
Reno Computer
our show.
Fix, all right.
Reno Computer Fix. Max Volume has a couple things to say about that.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix.
Maximus.
Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
Totally.
Thank you, Max.
It's the Russian porn that does it.
RenoComputerFix.net on the interwebs. www.
Support all Wells Avenue businesses.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Great neighborhood.
That's a good place.
Especially all the good food right. eateries.
Midtown. Plenty Wells.
Taco downtown. John's.
Ooh, Ryan's.
Right. Yeah,
nice. I was
today. Let's say the brethren.
I don't
satisfactory.
The word would be satisfactory.
It's so recording.
I'm not a clamper, but I know the word.
How'd you learn the word?
Yeah,
who, a bunch of clampers.
Who told you?
I gave a clamper a noogie. All right.
Damn it, we have to figure out who that was.
Got to change the word now.
Love the clamper.
Yeah, three out of four WLP guys are clampers in here. And the ones
and,
in the
and,
room.
And the one
I always
and the one that
to
isn't
be a clamper,
we can candlelight him.
We also we,
oh yeah, we
should appreciate
candlelight
clampers.
Rick.
So.
Yeah,
yeah, we love the clamper.
And I got satisfactory on my truck, and I'm sick of people waving at me and not knowing what the fuck they're talking about. Those guys.
I like masters on your truck.
They throw their hand.
Well, I bought
like,
the truck
yeah,
from
Black
Felix.
Panthers, right?
Right.
On.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Panthers.
Dude, my favorite clamper is Mac, dude. You know, Mac, down at Ryan's, right? I love that fucking guy. He's like, he's a big hillbilly.
Hey,
fan,
guess
dude.
What? Guess what? Baseball team he likes, bro.
The Giants.
No, he likes the Dodgers.
No, he likes the Giants.
Yeah, actually,
he would have to
be wrong on this one. And Max,
I heard he can't see any baseball.
He probably can't see any baseball, but he can listen on the radio like he originally grew up doing it. Right.
Speaking of sports, Chewbacca, you got anything?
Hey,
to
how's
report?
The team going?
Our Jub Jub softball team is finally respectable, man. We're 5-3 and looking at the playoffs.
Hell yeah!
Well,
yeah. Go Drunken Monkeys!
Won our game the other night, 20-4.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah,
wasted y'all had a softball team.
Finally, hell yeah!
Next year, dude.
Hell of a good
next
softball
year,
team.
Next year, dude. I'll hook you up
right.
with the skills that is Wally.
Right. Keep in touch.
I thought you were doing that now.
I'm a hitting motherfucker.
Just keep showing up at the bar and at the practices. And
it's good. It's 42 wristband on right there.
Fuck yeah.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson was...
Hey, it's actually a liquor company.
It
but...
is a liquor company. So
I'm, gave that I'm a liquor fan.
I have a shit ton of respect for Jackie Robinson as a person, but fuck the Dodgers.
Yeah, fuck the Dodgers. Fuck the Dodgers! That's right, Josh. Fuck hey, Josh, those fucking Dodgers.
We're going to have words after the show. Plus, you're in some
understand.
It's all right.
You're wearing some whoopers right there already.
Hey, Bobby, come back in here.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, we're not meaning to leave you out in the cold.
Bring me a couple beers, too. A
couple beers, a couple numbers.
I understand. You being from Orange County.
Bring some blow. Bring some blow with it.
From Orange County.
Yeah, so I understand why you might have an affinity for the Dodgers.
Hey, all right. Jared's in the house. There's Jared.
I'm a baseball fan, Josh.
Yeah, Hillbilly Band has brought their own entourage with them. They're waiting in the wings.
I won't squirt.
There's so many Hillbillies.
That's fine. We'll go to a game we can agree on.
And I pulled up, I see fucking Joe from Jub Jub's and all. What the fuck is Joe doing here?
Joe's actually on our softball team, too.
He is yeah.
On
Calderon, Joe Calderon.
Yes, indeed. He's a hell of a hitter.
He's a hell of a dude.
Hey, guys. Thanks for welcoming me back. So glad for you to see me. I guarantee.
Big Daddy Bobby. Good job on the skins, brother.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
All right. What's next up, Rory?
I don't know. You want to just jump to the quiz?
Oh, it's going to take a long time. I would like to say
the quiz does take a while.
That the new Nowhere Nevada feature length trailer is out.
Now, is this the same trailer we saw at the movie?
Yeah, we premiered it at Marianne Anarchy all this weekend. And now it's available for you to look up on the internet.
I would like to say on the record, I saw, compared to the early stuff of the movie, when I looked at it and I thought, wow, what kind of seventh grade art project have I gotten myself? Who needs a beer? We got a beer here? That's all we got.
There's one in the freezer. Hey, there's a tall boy in the freezer if you want to grab it. I'll share it.
Oh, man. But go.
But yeah, no. I saw some of this early stuff, I was like, what kind of retarded seventh grade project am I involved with? And then I saw the trailer this weekend, and this looks fucking legit.
It is legit.
This is legit as Repo Man, as Rocky Horror, as Evil Dead. Wow. Like, this
makes,
is legit.
This makes John Waters' early work look like John Waters' early work.
Right. Thank you. This looks like it'll be better than Pink Flamingos.
Exactly.
Is that local shit?
Yeah.
Is that like Dave from Jub Jub's?
Dave Richards. That was the movie he was involved with last summer.
Yeah, he's the director. Yeah,
Marianne wrote it, dude.
Yeah, Marianne wrote it. Dave directed it. Dave. Tyson filmed it.
Johnny fucking Fingers is in it.
Tyler.
From what I saw.
Tyler.
Oh, wait, what did
I
say?
Not Tyson.
Tyler, excuse me. Tyler Burns, the great Tyler Burns. Nick's the music director.
Yeah.
Tom Gordon's our producer. Rick's recorded half of the music that's on
right,
it.
If
that's
I hadn't
right.
moved away, I'd have been way more involved in it, I guarantee you.
Yeah, check that shit out. NowhereNevada.com. Hit the theatrical trailer. It's a 2.5-minute trailer. You can
and if you
want to
support us with anything,
we
want
to get it viral, so everybody pass it on.
We're trying to make some noise with this movie because it's a great script.
I'll start pumping it every time I got a microphone
in my face.
It's
like 45 Reno band tracks in the movie.
Seed and Green made it, right? Seed and Green made the movie? Am I right in assuming Seed and Green both made the movie?
No.
Oh,
Green is in it.
Green
but
is
not
in it?
Seed.
Yeah. Green's my favorite.
We're gonna do Green.
Out song.
Green's in it.
We're gonna do Green.
With really? Permission. Tonight?
Can we do that for you?
Sure, man. That sounds great.
We should.
After we do the next thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is it time?
Let's
do the next thing.
All right. We need the door shut, and then it's time for Rick. Can you hit me?
That was working.
Hellbilly Bandits, thank you for being here. This is the worst little quiz in the world, which I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of random offensive questions, and you're going to do your best to answer them.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm also going to score you.
Are you asking this one?
He means that.
You got your base up?
What?
Can you change the wording of that?
Nathan, is your base turned up?
All right. With knives.
For the quiz, make sure your base is turned up.
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
All right, so my first question, my favorite question, Mr. Hill.
Yes,
trapped
sir.
On a desert island, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Brother.
Brother. All right.
Right?
That's easy for him.
Good.
Nathan?
Not allowed to choose starvation.
No. Well, that best then friend. We substitute his best friend. Yeah. Exactly. Wally gets how this works.
Lover. Yeah, what was the question? Lover, brother, or mother?
Or yes.
I'm eating my lover because if I'm gay, dude, I'm going to eat him and get rid of that right away, dude. I don't want to fuck him on the island.
How do you go to the island to become gay?
He's already gay.
I have
gay.
A lover there.
He's already gay.
Unless it's a female lover. I guess it could be a female lover.
Well, that's what, that's what.
Oh, jeez, man.
Where'd you find a closet on an island?
It's a gay island.
Wally?
Yeah, my brother.
Your brother?
My brother.
100%?
Guaranteed.
Bobby?
I don't have a brother, so I guess I'd have to go with my lover.
Lover. All right, all right.
No one eat their mother.
Poor mom.
Right. What is the longest you've gone without bathing, Bobby?
17 days.
17 days. That's a good high answer.
It was cold in Alaska.
That's how many days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my answer for how long have you stayed up at one time. 17
That's a long answer.
Wally, how long have you gone without bathing?
I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like almost 2.5 months.
Yeah.
I lived in the West Indies. I lived in the West Indies, brother, where like showers optional, brother.
Shit, I just did a lot of drugs in Reno and went that long.
What day is it now?
we're counting, right?
You know, not counting like camping, which you know, which
yeah,
is, like,
camping
acceptable.
Doesn't really count. Yeah,
urban camping, which is right here at home. I mean, I've gone a week, man, at least.
All right, times. All right.
And gone to work
shit.
In between. Fuck it. And clothes. Literally.
Yeah, a week, 7 days, easy.
That's respectable.
More rock. Than once.
Respectable rock guy answers. Yeah, every 3 days.
What's the highest answer you've ever had, bro?
Yeah, and I didn't even
I think it was about
teeth.
3 months, two yeah. and a half, 3 months.
I'm pushing the
Yeah, that's really the... All of us need to bathe seasonally. I think most people recognize that. At least seasonally.
Check. I don't hear... Well,
yeah, I hear you just fine.
Oh,
yeah.
I can hear you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good. Maybe talk Nathan's a little paranoid here.
Not a
assuming everyone has a price, what's yours, Bill?
Rory? That's a good question.
what would it take for you to do something that went against your better judgment?
Oh, I guess just a lifetime of happiness.
Very clever. That's a good price. Right.
World
good
peace.
Nathan?
I'm going to say, depending on... On what it is, I mean, I'm easy, man. $1,000, man.
$1,000
is a good round.
$1,000 reasons, right there.
I mean,
you could probably talk me down, even. I mean, like 500 cash
for me, dude. Like, if you were gonna talk me into doing something, no matter what it was, like a sailboat, bro. Like, I want a sailboat really fucking
really?
Bad. I'd probably do any fucking thing for it.
For murder, cash and prizes. Butt sex.
Like a big sailboat you can live on, like a nice
maybe
boat.
Both.
Boat,
you
know? Not
so
not
romantic.
Just a janky ass sailboat.
Butt sex and murder on the sailboat. Bobby.
Can I get-
honey, how many times have I told you?
Not nice.
My answer is easy. When I graduated from high school, I thought if I could ever make $20,000 a year, I'd be set. So I'll go with the $20,000.
I still haven't accomplished that.
I have not accomplished that either. Yeah.
I am living your dream. I just have to say it's awesome.
Bobby, where and when did you lose your virginity?
I lost that in Arizona right after we had turned over a Volkswagen.
So it was after
we crashed the car and then fucked?
Well, she was terrified, so what the hell?
Yeah. So wait, calm her down.
This is a fucked up question. My dad's sitting right here, dude.
So what? Your dad just
lost
my virginity
in a cemetery in Virginia City.
Oh, nice!
Wow. Classic.
I believe we're all familiar with that
cemetery. I never wanted dad to know that.
Wait a minute. I'm your dad.
Envy.
Was it alive?
At the beginning it was.
I like your dad almost better than I like you. Nathan.
I lost my virginity at a high school party. I was 15. And she was like really fat and ugly and
85.
It was great. I was having a good time till a friend of mine was like, "Oh my god!" I heard him like, "Look at Nathan!" And I was like, "I came to," and I'm like, "Oh my god! I'm kissing this chick, Dana. Wow, that's horrible."
Ooh.
But I was like, I went the distance and the little condom I had in my wallet at 15, it broke. You know,
right.
Classic
so
tale.
So I totally was like, "Oh, I'm done with you," and I went and slipped on the couch with it. That was my first bout right there. Not very
not,
cool.
Not glamorous, but thank Typical you for sharing. Yeah.
We're going
That's
all
honesty,
right
yeah. Bill.
It was somewhere here in the Reno Sparks area. I was going to Swope.
Young man. Young man.
Was it your lover, your mother?
Vanguard.
Vanguard, brother.
Can you clarify what part of Swope it was?
Yeah, right. The AV room? Yeah. The just rooftop? To say, no,
that's great music in the background.
Fats Waller.
Oh, nice. Let's see. Good call. Shoot. Okay, so you're going down on a girl, and you find fresh, crispy bacon. Do you eat it?
Of course.
Yeah,
damn right. Bacon, dude.
There's a special rung in hell reserved for people that waste fresh, tasty bacon. Fucking eat, you eat it.
No.
Dad's all gross.
I don't think anybody's ever said
if she's got food down there, she's got to have more issues than that.
That's what 38 years
you got to ask where the bacon came from.
What was the last lie you told, Bobby?
No.
The bacon. The bacon.
Wally.
See, I tell so many lies, but I don't have any fucking clue. I went 5 minutes ago.
Tell one lie leads to another
one. I'm a performer for a living, for fuck's sake. My whole life is a lie, bro.
It's odd. I don't lie very often, and I don't recall the last one. I mean, it had to be something superficial for sure, though.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, you look great today.
Yeah, right. Oh, fair enough. Thank you, Rick. You fucking liar.
Wasn't
that Rick?
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell Josh to shut the fuck up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was Nick. Sorry, Nick.
Bill?
I think it was when I came back from Ohio, I told work I'd be in Tuesday, and I lied. I wasn't in.
We won't say where you work.
Were you there physically, let alone mentally?
Yeah, right. I was there in spirit.
And Bill, when searching the internet for inspiration for solo sessions, as it were, what keywords do you use?
Incest.
Gnarly! Yeah!
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's an answer.
Nobody ever says that.
Yeah.
It's skyrocketing.
With you there.
Yeah. Lord.
I was going to say Stockholm's disease. So that's when you're dealing with your captor. What's the one when you want to fuck your mom, though?
Oedipus complex.
Yeah, look at that one.
Dude, homemade, and that's the fucking cliche. Homemade is the search you want to put in, bro.
That is a popular answer, actually, on this question.
Really?
Well, because most of the time it's not against their will, drugged Asian chick.
Yeah. It's not, It's not pretty drug addicts who need the money. But how are those pretty drug addicts going to get high?
Sorry. We missed Bobby's answer here. Bobby, let's go again there.
Ice cream truck.
Creep. He's 65. That's assuming he has a computer.
50 points for the creep factor alone.
Ice cream truck points.
That's about the gnarliest answer to that question ever from the whole man.
I'm going
to
throw it over to you for the rapid fire questions.
All right, here we go, rapid fire, bros. All right, we're going to go with Bobby. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
The Elvis.
I'm going to have to say Beatles.
Elvis.
All right, we got a bunch of Elvis fans in here. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Good boys.
Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
The Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Clash.
Even split.
Benatar or Jett? Joan Jett.
Oh, Joan Jett all the way.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Joan
Jett. A sweep for Joan Jett.
Benatar's not even in her league.
All right, Jesus or the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Flying Spaghetti Monster all the way.
The Flying Spaghetti Monster.
I'm going to go with Jesus.
Jesus, my Lord and Savior.
Excellent.
Amen.
Let's go. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
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 Right on. Joan Jett and dogs is a clean sweep.
You have them both with some Jesus, awesome.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth.
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 Mountain Dew.
That good old Mountain Dew.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
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 That's a motherfucker of a question right there.
I happen to have both.
I already have
cancer.
AIDS.
All right. Sweep for cancer, dogs, and Joan Jett.
Weed or beer?
Weed.
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 Oh, weed.
Yeah, another sweep. Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind.
Deaf.
Blind.
Oh, man.
All right.
I'm saying, when you're blind, there's, go ahead. Rapid fire, my bad.
Gay or ginger?
Everybody looks the same in the dark.
Ginger.
What was it?
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger?
Ginger, even her rage now.
What did you say, Bobby?
Ginger, even at her rage now.
Yeah, man, these guys are all aligned together. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
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 Beat up.
Yeah. Smart man.
Beat up.
I'm with you right there, bro.
I've been arrested.
Got a couple more left. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Star Trek.
That's Star Trek.
I'm not on the fence about this at all. Neither.
Like Stargate.
They both fucking rule, but Star Wars.
I'm on the fence, too.
Oh, no. Bill's my best friend. Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Asshole. We're going to take him to see the new Star Trek movie.
I saw that today. I'm going to give it 4 stars out of 5.
Wow. Out of 5.
Cool.
Very good movie. Okay, so I'm going to ignore that since they were such diverse. Yeah. And go with your final question, which would be... Oh, I don't have it on here. All right, well, fucking shit or diarrhea.
Shit.
I mean, a puke or diarrhea.
Oh, puke. By far, puke.
Man. I like Facebooking while I do either of those, so diarrhea.
All right.
Puking's great.
Puking, to be honest.
Yeah, it's easier.
For sure.
All right.
Fuck diarrhea.
How'd they do, Rory?
Well, it was a very high scoring game here. We're coming in actually in the bottom rank with 192 points. We have Mr. Bill Hill over to my side here.
Even with the incest answer, huh?
And coming in.
Yeah, I was honest.
Coming in second place, we've got Big Nathan with 215 points.
Winner, winner, chicken.
So we got our
father, son, head to head.
Third place or first place? Going big or going home? We've got Bobby with 252 points, schooling his son.
Damn it! God damn it!
He had a solid 197.
197,
solid score.
197 is pretty high.
Dude. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's higher than my IQ.
Barely.
You all scored higher than your IQs. Guarantee that.
Bill scored triple his.
The porn keyword question was
excellent. That was an excellent answer from all of you.
It was a high scoring question.
Yeah.
The what?
The porn keyword question.
Incest.
I looked up ice cream truck on Urban Dictionary.
That incest answer from Bill Hill is kind of disconcerting.
What does Urban Dictionary have to say about ice cream truck?
It's so awful, I don't even want to repeat it. How can I rephrase this politely? Imagine a snowball that you passed around.
Ew.
Not cool. I don't even remember
the answer.
Not cool. I'd just like to say.
Well, Bobby, we're going to kick you out of the room again, and I think we're going to have another song.
Oh, dude.
Okay. Cool.
Let's do it.
Great.
This next jam's brought to you by Mac.
Yeah, do you want to do 2 songs in a row for us?
Yeah. Do a little back to back.
2 songs back to back?
Yeah.
What were we going to do after
Green?
After Green.
We're going to do Barrel Rider.
Barrel Rider.
So we'll got to change my effect for Barrel Rider. You know what? We'll just do
We'll take a quick break. Well, you know, we'd like say, hey, we're in between.
Let's do Choctaw after Green.
Okay.
I want to get Choctaw out the way.
I said no. No, I'm just kidding. That works.
So we're going to do a Fat Couch song.
Yeah, this is
crazy.
Rad.
I don't think I know all the words right because the original's kind of
hazy.
Ambiguous, but this is like our best. This is our best version.
Do your words, man.
I kind of do, man. I'm just saying, prepare yourself for that.
How dare you?
I know, right?
Nice.
Go, Bill Hill. Yeah.
I said I dive deep and I'm no fool. I got a picture of the devil in my head. shame. I'm sifting through your waves of maze until the rock sits down, crosses his arms, and he closes his eyes. He waits to collide. Well, his silence it soothes your crushing side. Yeah, we all hunt and we all play. Gotta strap yourself right into my white shades. Oh, I'm drowning, drowning in the pain of everything. Yeah, lying here, sucking out your brains. Oh, baby, they taste great. Nice and green. That flow, I'm going 90 miles down this road. Lies, walls, and worlds, they got but one window. And I would rather see nothing at all. Gonna carve these souls and watch them fall. I got blood flowing through my fingertips. Upon my door, a black walking stick. So what's to be said? Oh, red and black. Love and hate, don't you know it's falling back? Cut me long now, why don't you touch me? They're viciously, oh, but so softly. Yep, yeah.
Nice rendition.
Love that song.
Right, you guys want to do Choctaw?
Yeah.
This song's a song about the northern Texas, southern Oklahoma crystal methamphetamine industry. It's called Choctaw Bingo. Texan
cause he still knows how he plays that jock doll bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He's got that quarter section up by Lake Eufaula. He called him a great big old blue cat off in a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber to the chipping mill. He cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. He cooks that crystal meth because his shine don't sell. You know he likes that money. Hell, he don't mind the spell. All right. Cousin Roscoe, that Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois. He's raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different. He thought he'd just come on down. He's going to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck that's called from that big McDonald's. You know, the one that's built up on that big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. He took the big cabin exit. He stopped and he bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with them big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. He hit Muskogee late that night. Somebody done ran the stoplight at the Shawnee Bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he, Lord, he didn't quite. All right. Up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he, Lord, he coaches football. They was two-way champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. They won't be this year. Well, he stopped off in Tushka at that pop snipe and gun place, bought him a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that there steel core ammo with them bear damn climbers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a manna. Well, a Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR sling. As soon as it gets dark, y'all, we're gonna be having us a time, all right. Having us a time, all right. Well, Ruth Ann and Lynn come out from Baxter Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got that biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got them Rolling Stones lips up there and bright pink neon, and they're right downtown where everyone can see them. And you know they burn all night, you know they burn all night, you know they burn. Skinny little halters and they're, well, they're second cousins to me. But I don't care, I wanna get between them with a great big old heart on like a old bulldog fence post. You could hang a pipe real deep from and do some sister twisters till the cows come home. We're gonna be having us a time. Slayton's got that Texan pride. Back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got his border section cutting to acre lots. He sells them owner finance strictly to them. It's got no kind of critic, cause he knows they're slackers, and he's gonna miss one payment. Lord, he's gonna take it back. He plays his jock doll bingo every Friday night. He drinks his Johnny Walker at that Club 69. Come on, let's trap them kids and give them a little bit of Benadryl and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma, gonna have us a time. Have us a time, all right. Having us a time, what time?
Jesus Rad. Christ. That last song was like, that was three times as long as any of the other songs. That was totally like listening to a meth head. You know? I was like, fuck, you take away the music, it's just like a Sheridan N80 meeting.
Right? And then this other it's time, going, and then we went down and going.
We actually shortened it by like 16 verses.
Yeah, we actually did
shorten it. It's just like the.
What are the odds we can like?
We're wrapping up here.
Oh, no, I'm just saying like either way.
Oh no, come on, we're in.
No, not you, dickhead.
I'm not talking about me either. I'm talking about we're in for the fucking long haul.
Talking about you're the bass player.
We're in an hour and a half. Yeah.
So where can people find you on the internet?
This is the easiest thing. Facebook.
Searching for ice cream trucks.
Only when there's kids around.
You can Google it. You can just Google Hillbilly Bandits, and it'll send you probably more than likely Reverb Nation.
Okay.
And then there's like two or three Facebook pages. I think there's two at the moment. Hillbilly pages. Then there's my pages. Essentially Hillbilly Page. I do a lot of solo stuff too, so you can get Hillbilly Wally also on Facebook.
All right, right on. Where's the next time people can find you good people in public?
Davidson's on Friday. We're at Davidson's on Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Tonight.
Tonight,
is in the distant past.
Right.
We're actually on Thursday, so.
Yeah, so tomorrow,
Davidson's.
Tomorrow night, we will be at Davidson's.
That's right. And a couple other good things. We're up at Red Dog next weekend.
Virginia City.
Awesome. Those are nice folks.
That's always a good one.
Bet you guys do good up there, huh?
And then the big one, I guess, everybody's watching for the 23rd of June, will be at the Knitting Factory.
Very cool. Who are you playing with?
Truckee River Band.
And then my Uncle John, who is Big John from the Saddle Tramps. His new band is called the Incontinentals, and they're actually going to be debuting at
that. That's a great name. Very cool.
And it's a Sunday night. Everybody can bring their kids, that kind of thing. It's an all-ages show.
We're going to play our PG-friendly material then.
Cool.
So we're not gonna have we don't have to play our best.
So you're not gonna play Choctaw then.
Yeah. I just got
we
different
change
words.
Change the lyrics to Kool-Aid. What are we
talking about? Drink the Kool-Aid, kids. It's all good.
I was gonna tell a joke about Jonestown, but the punchline was too long.
Wait, you told it earlier. Yeah. If you know Jim Jones,
I missed. I
that took
hear
me too
won.
Long.
Wally, how do you get a fat girl into bed?
Piece of cake.
By the way, thank you all very much from the Hillbilly Bandits for having us here.
You're welcome. Thank you from WLP.
From our gang to you.
Yeah.
Nice. WLP in WLP. Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada.
Having not ever checked it out before, Nick, and I'm sorry, I've been remiss in my duty. I haven't done any of my homework. I just wanted to kind of be... I just wanted my first experience to be like, you know, really here, you know,
really good time though.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Hey, time. Cheers.
Six show 100 and something. I should be called the best little fucking podcast.
Should it not be called the best fucking
couch? Rick is down.
Yeah,
Rick is down for that.
There's no couch, but you know, there's plenty of room.
You stay here in the studio. I never even noticed.
Have you guys heard about couch?
Do you like to spoon?
Have you guys heard of this
couch surfing? I call Little Spoon.
Whoa,
I'm into that too.
Sick.
You win.
Who's Josh, driving the, who's I, driving the ice cream
to
truck?
Shock this guy is like trying to.
This all truck right. is all off.
Well, good
road.
Luck.
Nice.
Peace,
dude,
love,
Josh
music
from high
always.
School, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Josh from high school. Did you scoff Kelly Cola?
I did for a long time, yes.
So, Josh, what do you got?
So fine. So fine.
The family reunion.
Girl, a little bit crazy, but a lovely person.
You got anything to look forward to the future here, Josh?
Well, there's a show on Friday that I really wanted
to. The Hillbilly Bandits.
Well, that's a good show, too. But over at Holland, an all-ages show, if you're young and you want to see a good all-girl punk band from Portland play, they're called Tiny Knives, and opening up for them is the Alphabet Cult, which is Cyril from The Shames and Leah.
Oh,
from
Leah from
Gob.
Nice.
I think that's going to be. It's early, too, so you could probably catch that show. It starts at 8
to
o'clock.
See Holland,
and
then
go to that.
See
and
the
then go up the street
Davidson's.
To Davidson's and see the Hillbilly Bandit.
We're going to make a night of it.
Yeah. That sounds like a hell of a time.
About you, Nick? You got any?
Well, that's
a pretty good Friday night after Davidson's show.
Those are perfect. All right. Hold on now.
Sorry. That young.
Friday. That sounds like the shit to do. Saturday, we got the Damn Track fundraiser over at Jub Jub's.
Hosted by
the Reverend Rory Dowd
from
the Worst Little Podcast. I heard Lighter Thief's going to be there.
Your zipper's totally down, Rory. That's awesome.
Lighter Thief.
Advertisement, baby.
Spike and Jackson. Tom Plunkett and Memory Motel.
Yeah, that's
plus
a nice
some
lineup.
DJs
that's
doing
nice
some Soul Train because it's a Damn Track. Soul Train, right? And then... also, Rick's Undiscovered concert, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ricky, what's going on? Motherfucker. Okay, you guys, so here's the deal. It's we are not at the studio this year.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great if we had a lineup?
We're
breaking tradition and not here at Dogwater.
Yeah.
So it's going to be crazy. We're going over to Justin Felix's warehouse, which is, are you ready, Internet? 2035 Dickerson Road, 88503.
Dickerson.
Yeah, just a couple doors down from the Reno Artworks.
You're going to talk about the bathhouse again.
No, not the bathhouse.
That's the after party.
Well,
you know?
Exactly. I don't know exactly what Felix calls his bedroom, but...
I think it's the sugar bowl or something like that.
when does it start? What's happening?
Okay, it starts at noon with 6 Mile Station and then Betty Rocker at 1.
Betty Rocker!
Above All Things at 2, Stabby Unicorn
Above
at
All
3.
Things, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Post-War at 4, Larry Cooper at 5. Larry Cooper!
Larry. Larry Cooper and his Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. Michelle Pappas at 6 o'clock, The Vague Choir at 7. Reno, We Have a Problem.
Reno, We Have a Problem. I love those guys.
At 8.
Love those guys.
Yeah, they fucked your
mom. RWAP.
Pinky Polansky doing an all acoustic set at 9, which should be amazing.
The Pinky acoustic
they
is really
did it at Mary Anarchy. It was awesome on Saturday.
Yeah, that was just
you can hear all the words. Felix is a genius, and he actually sings a song.
Yeah,
it's bizarre. Instead of just screaming, he sings like a fucking angel. It's amazing.
And I'm on the internet. I can't do Mercury, but I will. That's
cool.
Scarlet Presence at 10. I love those fucking kids.
Oh, the kids are fucking
on fire. Nonchalant.
Oh, those guys are good too.
Yeah, they're good.
A pretty good day. That's Saturday.
So that's a huge, amazing fucking fest. And my dad will be barbecuing shit everywhere. It's
awesome.
It's gonna be
awesome.
Dad is one of the best barbecue gods I've met in my life.
On the way out to the bunny farms.
Yeah, we're recording
right
everything.
By the bunny farm.
We need lots of crowd noise, and I hope Dane from Merkin will be there to yell.
And I hope you guys. I hope you guys see everyone there.
Yeah, Rory can't come. Sexually.
Smoke meth and Hill Satan.
Yeah, well, I've got my own event to be at anyway, so whatever. I don't need your stinking event.
Like Bill says,
I'm going to bounce
smoke
it
Satan
both,
and Hill
meth. I'll be scooting over.
And I also do want to mention that I'm also looking forward to a week from this weekend. On the 8th, I'm going to be the MC of the top 100 Reno models at Babinga Lounge.
Make sure you don't wear tennis shoes or you won't get in.
The guy and girl models.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Bill, tattooed chicks, chicks in
Rory
vintage
goes both
clothing.
Ways.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
No, I tried earlier. Maybe what am I doing wrong?
Huh?
The other day when that dude asked you what you do in the band, Bill, what'd you say? He said, "What do you do in the band?" What'd you say?
I do teenagers and crystal meth.
That's fucking too much.
We've had a nice, dirty show
in that order. In that order, too.
Hey, you guys are good guests.
Thank you. High score.
Other than that, you know, fuck your day, fuck your weekend. You know,
fuck your life.
But you guys don't give up. You guys are playing another song.
Yeah,
playing song, right?
Yeah,
for the outro.
Oh, cool. Oh, nice.
And but I just get off your asses. Go see a show this weekend. Go see
a show. Absolutely.
Right. Support local music.
That's right.
Reno music scene's on fire these days.
And make sure you wipe your ass.
It's going to blow the fuck up, and you're going to want to say, oh, yeah, back in 2013, I saw fucking Hellbilly Band-Aids before they were fucking, you know, all over the map.
So, sorry.
Once again, thank you to a very, very big thank you to Hellbilly Band-Aids.
Thank you.
Nathan,
thank
you. Bobby, Bill Hill, and Wally.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, brother. Rory. Appreciate it.
Rory, Rick, Chewbacca.
Josh, appreciate it.
And to all of you listeners out there.
Nathan, appreciate it, man.
On behalf of Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dodson. Good night, ladies.
What's up with your dirty dick? Bobby, can you hear us? Okay, crash the cymbal twice if you realize we're about to do Sorry.
We're doing Sorry, Dad.
We're going to do Sorry.
It's a brand new one. It's a new hellbilly shit, so
yeah.
Hold on tight to your saddle horse. Ready? Here we go. One, two, fuck you! Well, eyes fine dry hair. Then I feel like I'm wasting every day.
Blackwater Studios.
Where did you meet those awful people?
Can you put me down, Mommy?